This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris at the top of the hour and news update. The death toll now 12 in the wake of the Midwestern storms. America is mourning the passing of a TV icon, and Islamists are dealt a major blow in Egypt. All that coming up in just minutes here on America Weekend. But first, Ridley Pearson has written nearly four dozen books, including four in the Lou Fleming series, nine in the Lou Bolt series, three in the Chris Click series, plus the Peter and the Starcatcher series for young readers. He wrote those with Dave Barry. That became a Broadway show that my family and I saw last year and really enjoyed, and is about to launch a national tour. And now he's out with a new book. This guy's incredibly prolific. The new book is called Choke Point. It is a sequel to The Risk Agent. The first book in this series has already been optioned by Vince Vaughn to star in. So he's got a very boring life, as you can tell. He's also a good friend. Ridley Pearson, welcome to America Weekend.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm doing well. First, let me ask, since I know you live in the St. Louis area, did you have any power loss from the storms or any damage?
We did not, but the surrounding area suffered mightily. We lost 30 homes. And actually, I was busy with work yesterday, but my wife and two children went up and volunteered in the damaged areas, clearing trees and whatnot. And they said it's, when you see those things firsthand like that, it's really quite something.
Yeah, all of us in the Midwest know when that tornado siren goes off, they ain't kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. We headed straight to the basement. We spent a good deal of, I guess it was it Friday night, in our basement, sort of huddled around the washer and dryer, hoping this too shall pass.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the new book, Choke Point. I mentioned that the first book in the series, The Risk Agent, Vince Vaughn liked it so much that he picked it up. Where is that in the movie-making process right now?
Yeah, that actually has some traction. I think they've, one of the milestones you have to get past is having a script written, which they have done, and if the script is sent back for rewrite, which in this case it was, by a very talented writer, that's a very good sign, because instead of just jettisoning it after reading a first draft and saying, well, we're moving on to other projects, they okayed it for more money and another rewrite. And so that's where it is. This script writer is grinding through a second draft, and I think that's all very good.
When you sit down and write a character, particularly starting a series, you're creating a character. Do you have a vision in your head of what that character looks like? And was Vince Vaughn John Knox in your mind?
It's interesting because Vince Vaughn's personality, on-screen personality, I don't know him personally, but his on-screen personality would not be John Knox. But he's wonderfully built to be John Knox. Vince Vaughn is just a giant of a human being.
Yep.
And he would, and you know how he has that, his comedic banter and his sort of sacrilegious banter would work well for Knox, but thankfully he is as gifted a producer as he is an artist, and we will see whether his company has optioned it, and they may very well have this in mind for a different actor. The trades all reported that he wants to play it. And I think he'd be terrific, if he goes back to that early, I can't remember, a couple of those early movies, he was like almost a serious bad guy. And if he adopts some of that, he'd be terrific. But, he can't play it comedic. Knox is not a terribly funny guy.
Yeah. Explain to my audience who John Knox is and what this particular John Knox story is about.
Yeah, these novels are like, the Bourne series by Robert Ludlum. They're international thrillers. I became fascinated during the Iraq conflict that we had more private contractors on the ground in Iraq than we did soldiers. Some of these guys were, everybody was private security, usually for big, giant corporations here in the country that received billions from the Pentagon. And I sort of became interested with who are these guys that are on the ground there. One of the stories I found was that there was a group of people who were the truck drivers to resupply the troops out of Kuwait. And these guys, these truck drivers, granted they had to drive these convoys of trucks through pretty lousy territory, but they weren't themselves mercenary fighters. These guys had to... they could earn up to $80,000 a month for four trips into Iraq. And I thought, you know, who's this guy that will take a ton of money for a very risky, you know, two-day drive and back? And it's kind of, a relative of ours is one of these summer Alaskan fishermen.
Yep.
And, you know, they just risk life and limb, but they make huge money in 2 to 3 months. And that's kind of how I saw these guys. So John Knox is one of these former truck drivers. He's without his parents. He has a brother who is cerebrally and physically challenged. So he's got huge medical bills that he has to cover. And every now and then he takes one of these jobs from the guy who used to run their division inside Kuwait and sort of risks life and limb for big money. And so the first book was in Shanghai. Choke Point is in Amsterdam. And I like tackling social issues if I can. So Choke Point tackles the whole arena of international child labor and its effects on all of us.
And the book is not just about John Knox. He also has another character named Grace Chu, who is a forensic accountant. And in reading the book, Ridley, I think you are in love with your character, Grace Chu.
I do have a bit of a crush on Grace Chu. You know, Paul, I lived for a year in Shanghai with my family and in 2008 and 2009. And I taught at a university there, Fudan University. And most of my students, I taught creative writing in English, which was its own bizarre thing to try. But most of my students were young women, and they're very ambitious, brilliant. This is sort of the Harvard of China. And they were brilliant, ambitious young women. And Grace Chu is modeled after four or five of them grouped into one young woman. And Grace ends up departing. You know, China is a very traditional place. I mean, people come from 17, 18, 19 generations in the same village. It's something that as Americans we just can't fathom. And Grace breaks with those traditions of her family, much to her family's horror, and becomes basically a modern young woman and ends up taking graduate classes in Southern California and then returning as a forensics accountant to Hong Kong, which wasn't at that time, but is now part of national China. And she's in this constant conflict between the traditional Chinese and the modern woman she's become. And she just wants to succeed. And matching up with a guy like John Knox is a bit of a trick.
The book is called Choke Point by Ridley Pearson, who is, I mentioned, very prolific. One thing I know about you, Ridley, is you're already working on at least your next three projects. I heard, tell me if this is true, are you crowdsourcing a book?
Yeah, this is the most exciting thing, Paul. I write a series for young readers called Kingdom Keepers about five kids who get inside Disney World after dark.
Yep.
And end up battling the Disney villains. And the series has become phenomenally popular, and it was coming to its rightful conclusion in a seventh book. And it turns out when you write for this age group that you get a large group of kids who just become fanatics about your series. They read the book 7, 10, 11 times, the same book, Paul. And I mean, it's something I just can't even fathom. And they write you, and you realize, my gosh, these kids know my books better than I. How is that possible? And as I got to the seventh book, I thought it would be sort of unfair to write it without including them. And in this day of copyright and lawsuits, it seemed like it was an impossible task to involve a couple hundred kids in sort of writing alongside of me and giving me ideas for the seventh book. But I persisted. It took 2 years to figure out. I finally talked Disney into hiring a company called Caliloquy out of Palo Alto. And Caliloquy created a free app for any kind of platform, you know, Amazon, Google, iPhones, and a website, KingdomKeepersInsider.com. And we provided a way for me to write a new chapter each week and post an outline for the next, asking the readers Should it go this direction, that direction, and would you contribute a description of this or that?
What a great idea. Great idea for a project. We'll let our listeners go to the website and see what some of the results look like. In the meantime, Choke Point, Ridley's new book, will be published tomorrow, but you can pre-order it today. Ridley Pearson, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining me today here on America Weekend. America!